Next stop, Government Center.
Well, finally today, the Government Center T-Stop is currently closed for a major refurbishment, so a little bit of archival sound there. But do you remember on the walls of the Green Line platform, there once hung some playful, colorful murals depicting life on the T? There were scenes of people wearing headphones. I mean, this was way before earbuds. Commuters reading the paper, friends talking on the trolleys, and they were all painted with regular house paints on plywood panels. Well, the murals were painted almost 40 years ago by artist Mary Beams, and the MBTA recently sold the murals at auction. They brought in more than $80,000 to fund new projects at Government Center Station. Mary Beams now lives in Minnesota, and a couple of weeks ago, before her murals went to auction, she came back to town to take a look at them. Radio Boston's Jamie Bologna went with her, and it was the first time Mary Beams had seen her work since creating them in 1978.
Should we go take a look at them?
Yes, all right. Please.
So again, this is your first time seeing them.
Yes, yes. It's so amazing. They actually do look a lot better, in better shape than I would have thought. After all these years, all of us get wrinkly, but they look pretty good. So on my left, I'm looking at the one that's titled Newspaper, and there's a man sitting and reading, and then there's a very close-up image of big hands in a big newspaper, and the man sitting and reading, it was my best friend in graduate school at BU. It's good to see him again. Yeah, I feel like I gave life to these panels because I know how I felt when I traced those people. And there's something about tracing from photographs that makes you feel like you're actually touching someone, and you feel like in the most precious and intimate way you're getting to know a perfect stranger by drawing their image. I knew I wanted to have the subway train itself act kind of as a movie frame, and the actual sort of vent windows look like sprocket holes. And then within those frames, I wanted to just have a lot of energetic or contemplative things happening. In seeing them today, it looks like they've done their job and what I had hoped would happen, where it would give you the sense that there's this alternate reality of people riding on my favorite cars, which were the old trolley cars, and living their lives, and that you would pass through the station and they would be there kind of as a reminder that that's what you go about your business, distracting yourself from the greater thing that's being accomplished by the simple act of living. And that's what I've come to understand this year in all this thinking. And it's just made me in awe of everybody's opportunity to have a life and live it as fully as they can.
That's artist and now Minnesota pie maker Mary Beams visiting the 19 murals she created for the MBTA at the Government Center T Station. She hadn't seen them in almost 40 years. The murals sold at auction recently, $80,000 they brought in for new art at Government Center. And the newspaper reader mural she talked about sold for more than $5,000. You can see some pictures of them at radioboston.org. Well, that's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.